my mother said, I'm not living here. See, she come here in 1910. Said, I'm not living here if they don't have a church. So Papa, they worked hard and they bought some land, and Papa gave some land for the Catholic Church in 1913. And then they cut the briars and burnt the logs and everything else and cleaned up a spot. And I made my first communion in about 1917.
Your father did a lot of good for this island.
Well, he was sort of he's a man that suffered for justice a lot. Just like we still, son. We still have to fight. You know what? They consider that we're a bunch of ignorant goofies down here. Well, look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a Cajun, and I might not have no education. I never been to school. I never been inside of a college, but I got enough horse sense to know about it. And you know what I tell them guys? A lot of you had a lot of chance to learn something. You never done a damn thing with yourself. Now, I'm not ashamed. I'm a Cajun, and I'm a born, but I'm an honest, decent woman. So that don't bother me a bit.
You know Johnny Surai?
Sweer.
Sweer?
Yeah.
Sweer?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, well, he works in that school up at he told me that they've been taking money from this area, in other words, from the school board from a long time. Johnny Sweer said that in other words, y'all been getting a lot of money, but they've been taking it.
Well, you see, that's what we're fighting right now for. That's what our election's for. You see, they want to consolidate us with an upper school. You know, make our children ride 80 miles a day, 40-some miles to go and 40-some miles back. What is a community without a school, huh? What is a community without a church? If we don't have no church, we don't have no school, we don't have nothing. And you take an old woman like me, my grandkids, you ought to visit my daughter's home and see. I bet you they got 150 trophies at her. That's her children right there, you see. That's that's one family. And that poor little one, he just died. He was a spastic. You see, I had 10 babies, and I saved only 4 out of the 10. Because I had RH, I got the AB negative, and I lost all my children. See, in those days, they didn't know that. Doctors didn't even know that.
Yeah.
In those days, so I lost all my children except those 3 daughters. And I have that's one family, and the others is in there. I got
those some pretty kids.
One's got 5, one's got 7, and the other's got 5, and one's got 3. And then I got a stepson with 2. So if I don't stand here, if we don't stand here and fight for them, it's just like we went to a meeting the other day, a school board meeting, that's what we want this election. And man, they jumped on us, equalized the parish. Equalize all of us, you know. Every child equal. Okay, I don't want to, how you say, discriminate nobody. Well, okay, but is it Alabama? Where you from, Alabama?
Georgia.
You from Georgia. Is Georgia's a poor country or a rich country?
Poor.
Well, all right, that's just sad. That's just bad luck. But Pocono Island used to be poor. They are poor. But we poor on the outside, but under we got gobs of all that. Bringing money, 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 money. Well, you see, that parish, they want to grab it from us. But we want what's coming to us first. We got a beautiful school. We got a new school. We don't want our children to go, okay. Some of them, they ain't so many. I think I counted a few, 2 or 3 years ago, I counted where there was 57, I believe, since 35 finished their college degrees. Well, according to Georgia, or New Orleans or Lafayette, we got just a bigger percentage finishes school as y'all got, or anybody else has got. It depends on what you got here, what you do here to make something out of yourself. You make what you want out of yourself.